Ryan's bringing the noise.
Can you hear the sound?
It's Ryan's 50,000 rand noise. 50,000 rand noise.
So with us, we have the sound technician that was with Ryan when they recorded this sound. If you can tell us what the noise is, 50,000 rand is yours. Good morning, Roy. What do you think it is?
Good morning. My guess would be removing your plastic wrapping the seal of a peanut butter jar.
Removing the plastic wrapper seal of a peanut butter jar. Unfortunately, that's not it, Roy.
Oh, okay.
Next, we've got Michelle. Michelle, tell us, what do you think that noise is? And I'll give you 50,000 rand.
Replacing the ink cartridge for a printer.
Let's find out from our sound technician. That is not the answer, Michelle. So sorry about that. Last person to have a shot today is Andy. Andy, good morning. Tell us what that noise is. And the money's yours.
Morning.
Go for it.
I think it's taking off a pair of rubber gloves, JM.
Say that again?
Just taking off a pair of rubber gloves.
Taking off a pair of rubber gloves. That's not the answer we're looking for. Thanks for playing along, though, Andy.
Thank you.
Can you hear it coming closer and closer and closer?
It's Ryan's 50,000 rand noise.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
The fastest growing breakfast show in Cape Town.
Exclusive to Smile 90.4 FM.
So
13 minute oor 8 op die Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show en vanmôre praat ons 'n bietjie oor braai politiek. Nie mense wat oor politiek praat by die braai nie, maar die politiek van die braai homself. Ons het al gehoor daar's 'n groot probleem met die hoender wat gebraai word. Rikkie.
And it's very interesting. Braais and fires are supposed to bring us together, but we realize that there's a lot of disunity.
Ek hoor Rikki soos vegetarians. Jy weet mos jy bring 'n spesiale grid uit vir jou vegan vriende. Mm. By Rikki, hy braai nie sy vleis as al hoender in gevat het nie.
Oh, wow. En
asseblief gebruik jy hoender grid.
Ja, dan mis jy uit. Jy mis so baie uit. Daar's niks so lekker soos 'n gebraaide stukkie vlerkie of 'n dui borsie. Mm.
Ek sal gaan vir smoked chicken, maar dis 'n hele ander saak. Pieter het nou iets hierso bygesê wat dalk groot probleme gaan veroorsaak, dalk 'n bekleierry gaan veroorsaak. Hy sê, so hier's vir julle 'n baie goeie vraag. As jy 'n bring en braai doen, saam met al jou vriende, wat is die reël oor die vleis? Is dit okay as die ou wat die vark worsie gebring het, dan jou dier fillet steaks opskep?
Dit laat my bloed borrel.
Rara.
No, because people bring, yes, it's a bring and braai, but then bring hulle dan net 'n voenervlerkie.
Yeah.
But they want to enjoy your ribeye steak that you prepared the night before in your Worcester sauce met your rosemarijn. No, it's not.
Are you hosting the braai in this scenario?
Yeah, I always do.
But Rikki, okay. Then you have to share. Yeah. Like,
I do, 100%. Mm-hmm. It's a family feast.
Yeah, exactly.
You get to eat, but... Also add value for goodness sake.
Yeah, okay. I get it when somebody doesn't, like when somebody generally tries, they're like, I made this for you guys, and you're like, ugh, it's terrible. But I'm like, at least die moeite is lekker om te geniet.
Yeah.
Ek geniet dat jy ietsie vir ons gebring het en ietsie wil saam, maar as jy ook nou net soos 'n worsie bring om te gaan, ek het ook iets gebring.
Dis
my entrance ticket vir hierdie lekker feest is 1 Vienna.
Nie Vienna nie.
Julle almal, dan kom ons al drie by mekaar. Ek bring my Vienna, deel hom in drie en ek gaan, okay, Rikki van daai ribeye steak en deel hom ook in drie.
Yes.
Bring hom.
Gewoonlik kan jy nou, you can actually suss out people like that.
Yeah.
You know, you organize the first braai and then I see, okay, Rikki bring